Entry 1, validating an idea. LinkedIn post starts. Diary of a first-time CMO. We are working on something. It's going to be an open and honest account of my time as a first-time CMO. Over-indexing on actionable and tactical insights that we hope will be helpful. My aim, help others through giving away what's worked and being honest about what hasn't. But it's getting long. So I'd love to hear from you how you would like to consume this, and even if you would consume it at all. Audio, video, long form text post, PDF, joking, unless you want that. Please comment and let me know if 1, you would even want a resource like this, and 2, how you would want to consume it. LinkedIn post ends. I'd imagine if you're reading this diary or listening, then you read my first. If you haven't, I recommend that you do, as it provides a lot of context to what I will describe in the second volume. And sorry for the extra homework. In which case, you might recognise a few of these chapter titles listed above. This was the diary in its rawest form, a basic Google Doc with screenshots of my LinkedIn posts and a first draft of my entries. Not the prettiest, but I wanted to share what I'd been working on with my LinkedIn followers before we started to build it, mostly because I wanted to validate that anyone would actually want to read it first. Luckily, I got a lot of positive feedback on the idea and suggestions for formats that we could do. This was really important for us as a test because it validated that we were building something interesting, and it was the biggest driving force behind us deciding to create so many formats for the diary. If you remember, we had a physical book, an audiobook, and a digital book. We could have taken the easy route and opted for what we knew, which was doing a digital-only copy. We would have done it in the classic demand generation way, ungated it, of course, but I don't think we'd have gotten the response that we did if we had just stuck to that format. And the feedback from this post gave me the confidence that if we were to create alternative formats, that it'd be worth it. And so I'm pleased we did. Despite recording the audiobook taking over my evenings for weeks, as volume 2 has, for those of you who are curious, here are some of the stats from the first diary to date. We had 60,000 plus page views in the digital version, 25,000 podcast downloads. Yes, that's what's got me back to my desk recording this audio. And 2,000 plus physical books sold on Amazon. 61 deals won with 17.4 million pipeline influenced and 6.6 million in revenue. It was amazing to see an idea that I'd had one afternoon come to fruition in such a big way. And it's still today our best performing demand generation campaign. So for those of you who did get a book or read the digital diary or listened to hours of the podcast version, thank you very much. And here's to volume 2.